10:06. I may have a few words to say about the Super Bowl if any time allows. I do have to say this. I'm not going to do what most talk shows in America are doing today, talk about the commercials. Well, conservative talk shows aren't, but radio in general. I will say this. Gosh, I loved the Willem Dafoe Marilyn Monroe one. I thought that one was really, really good. Yeah, the Dorito ultrasound one was good, too. There were some good ones. There were some horrible ones. I'm sorry. When I'm having a good time and enjoying myself, oh, the monkey baby dog thing. What the hell was that? But don't try to sell me something for opioid-induced constipation when I am eating more than I should, drinking more than I should on a Sunday night, and just having a good time. And we have the sound down, and everyone's like, what's OIC? What's OIC? So I look it up on my damn smartphone. Oh, you want me? Do you really want me to tell you? Do you, huh? Do you, huh? It's opioid-induced constipation. Why don't we call it Vicaplugged? Or Oxy No Go. How about that? You like that one? I shouldn't make fun of it because it is a serious problem. There are people who need, and Earl, you and I know one, who need opioids on a regular basis, and I know it's a problem. But anywho. So I want to finish up, though, on the Democratic race. Gloria Steinem and Madeleine Albright, two aging feminists, are out there, Jurassic feminists. You're making fun of their age. They ain't young. They're out there excoriating young women, liberal women, for supporting Sanders over Hillary. Now, Gloria Steinem said something on Real Time with Bill Maher. Steinem was on, and Maher asked her why, as a supporter of Hillary Clinton, she thought her preferred candidate wasn't doing better with young women. At the time, she said young women were supporting Bernie Sanders to meet boys. Oh, my. Can you imagine if I had said that? Or Maher himself had said that, and he said that to her. He goes, do you know what happened if I said what you just said? So then she played the misinterpreted card. In a case of talk show interruptus, I misspoke on the Bill Maher show recently and apologized for what's been misinterpreted as implying young women aren't serious in their politics. No, you said what you said. Then, Madeleine Albright, at an appearance in New Hampshire, former Secretary of State, with Hillary Clinton, said this.
We can tell our story about how we climbed the ladder, and a lot of you younger women don't think you have to. It's been done. It's not done, and you have to help. Hillary Clinton will always be there for you. And just remember, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other.
Yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah, you go, yeah. Sister! Yeah, yeah! Yeah. Oh, they're not done. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's going to make friends and influence people. Tell these young women they have a duty. There's a special place in hell if you don't have a sister's back. Well, that's really what she said. Hillary Clinton has always been there for us, and she will always be there for us. Hillary Clinton is a household name because of William Jefferson Clinton. What was Norman Lear's wife's name? I can't think of her first name now. Big radical feminist who just rode her husband's coattails. say this. I mean, however you feel about them, Steinem and Albright are legitimate feminist pioneers. Hillary Clinton isn't. She's a... How would I describe that? She talks the talk, but has never had to walk the walk. Her claim to fame is being Mrs. Clinton. I don't care. It just is. And always be there for us. Yeah. Where does Juanita Broderick fit in to that conversation? Always be there for us. You're supposed to vote for her because out of gender loyalty? Isn't that anathema to feminism? So should I vote for a guy just because he's a guy? There's a special place in hell for some for a brother who doesn't have a brother's back. Just try making that work. Here's the thing. 18 to 34-year-olds, you know, they've grown up with the social justice thing and the microaggressions and all of that. But they don't see these women as heroes just because these women are too old. Steinem is 80 or 81. Albright is 78. Hillary's pushing 70. These are, and I'm just saying it because this is what it is. These are historical figures. That's what they are to young women. My children have never known when women can't be doctors and lawyers and so on. They just don't. Really, two Gordons in one day? Well, Gordon isn't that common a name. Gordon 2.0 in Adam's friendship. Gordon, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Say, Madeleine Albright is terrible. What a piece of work. To say that is just incredibly short-sighted. I have two daughters who would never vote for Hillary Clinton, and that's terrible.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, here's the thing about it. All right. Are your daughters conservative?
Yes, they are, pro-life.
Okay. Now, so they're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton, but this is the radical feminist mind. If you are a liberal woman in their twisted world, you have a moral obligation to support a woman for president.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And, by the way, Sarah Palin could not be reached for comment. I mean, they would never say that about her. Thanks a lot for the call. All right, I want to get on to other things. I will have a thing or two to say about the debate, with the caveat I did not see it Saturday night. 10:15.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.